Well, I think the service took a different turn. It's not my fault I'm crying this time. You know, we've had a lot of hurt. And it's hurt that we didn't ask for. But we also know that part of living is dying. And from the moment that you're born, you start to die. It's just a given. Growing up, my dad was not a Christian. He loved everybody, and he would give anybody the shirt off their back, but when he came home, it was totally different. And it's not that he didn't love his family. He just didn't know how to show it. But thank God for my godly mother. She taught me everything about the Bible and what I needed to know, and she had a different perspective. It wasn't, you're a Christian and it's always easy. She's like, it's hell sometimes. Just because you go through doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It means he's setting you up for something better. I was raised Southern Baptist. If you're Baptist, you know that they teach you a lot of scripture. You know the Bible, and that's a good thing. It extended more than that with my mother. My mother said, you know what? I'm your parent, and I teach you, and I show you. But you have your own free will, and you take it as you need it, and you want it, and you do what you want to with it. That's the kind of mother I had. And my father, like I said, I knew he loved us, and he worked very hard. He was a very hard worker, and he was a coal miner. Yes, I was born a coal miner's daughter. All of my family, my aunts, my uncles, my brother, everybody's a coal miner. We may be sick, and we wouldn't go to church a Sunday. And my dad, the first thing he said was, why aren't y'all going to church? It ticked me off, because it's like, why aren't you going to church? He'd say, oh, my church is on the lake, you know, fishing or being with family or whatever. Well, you need to be with your family in church is what you need to do. I prayed for him every day. God save him. God save him. 3 years before he died, and my dad was a really bad diabetic, and it just happened all of a sudden, and, you know, it was just something that was diagnosed, and it was really bad. But 3 years before he died, he finally accepted the Lord. God had a hold of him, and he used him, and he was finally able to say, I love you, that he never said growing up. So he used him in different ways. Now, was it a traditional way? Was he the perfect Christian? No, but you know what? Neither am I. Neither are you. And my mother loved him through all of that. And I always would say, gosh, it would be so much better if y'all were divorced. And I considered it catering at the time. But now as I'm older, I know that's not what it was. It was love. It's what you do. When my father died, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was in heaven. And that was the biggest joy when it came to my father. Through all of the, I don't know if he loves me. He was my daddy at that point. And I finally saw the love of God. The love that Jesus had for me through his death. And it wasn't pretty sometimes. But my dad actually taught me about the love of Christ. When growing up, I thought he was the biggest sinner on the face of the earth and would bust hell wide open. So don't think that somebody that is so far gone, you think is so far gone, can't come back. And don't think that they can't teach you anything about God's love. Because as much as I love my mother, and she taught me everything that I could possibly know growing up, and the right way to do things with God, in the end, my dad taught me exactly what I needed to know about God's love. my mother died unexpectedly. She was in the hospital, but she had fallen and she broke her hip. And she didn't break her hip completely, but she had to undergo surgery, and she went through that fine. And I was with her Easter weekend. I left her on that Sunday. And Monday, I was talking to my sister-in-law on the phone, and I said, you know, what are we going to do? Because Wednesday, we were reevaluating. That next Wednesday, we were reevaluating. Okay, is she going to go home? Is she going to go to rehab? What are we going to do? And then right after my sister-in-law got off the phone, the hospital called my sister-in-law and said, you need to come. Y'all need to come. Your mother-in-law's in ICU. And later we found out that what had happened is she needed assistance to get up and go anywhere. I mean, she couldn't walk by herself for fear of falling. In the middle of the night, she had to go to the restroom. She called nurse, the PCT or whatever they call them at that time. They came in and helped her. It was one person came in and helped her, and she dropped her to the ground. Then she called for assistance, and they picked her up. But when they did, they tore her aorta. And they didn't know that that was happening. And so the next morning, and I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but I am. The next morning, she was having stomach pain, and they sent her down for MRI and realized she was bleeding and bleeding to death. Put her in ICU, and I was immediately on my way from here to Birmingham, because that's where she was. On the road, my brother called and said, you know, they need to know about a DNR, a for sure DNR. We'd already signed one, but they wanted to be sure. And so we said, you know, they resuscitated her once, but they said, if it happens again, there's just no way. And that it did happen. So on my way to Birmingham, she passed away. Now, you want to talk about anger? I was ticked off. I was mad at God. I was mad at the hospital. I was mad at myself because I had left. Like, I thought about staying, but I didn't stay. But would that have made a difference? I don't know. But I was mad at everybody and everything. And then I was at her viewing the night of. I took a moment to go in and see her prior to everybody. And I was looking at her, and I was thinking, why, God, why? She was faithful. She walked with you. She did everything right. In my eyes, I mean, she did. But why? Why now? Why this moment? And I felt the Holy Spirit say, but you know what? Now she knows all truth. And if you want to talk about somebody dancing and hitting the streets of gold, your mother did. And I got her. And she's right here with me. And I didn't take her. It's just a part of living. And in that moment, I felt God just say, you know what? That's love. I walked with her through life, and I walked with her through death. And I haven't left her. And I haven't left you. I'm walking with you through life, and I'll walk with you through death. And that's the God we serve. Death isn't the end. It's just the beginning. We're here for a brief period of time. And God wants us to use it wisely and use it well. He wants us to strengthen each other and encourage each other and love each other. And, you know, when one person dies, we all help you through it. Because there's nothing like losing a parent. When I lost my father, it hurt. But nothing really changed. My mom was in the same house. My, you know, life went on. But when my mother died, we had to do all these things. We had to sell the house. We had to, you know, decide who gets what and, you know, those sort of things. But death is a part of life. And we have to realize that. Does it suck? For us who are left here, absolutely it does. But God will walk you through it. He'll help you through it. When my mom passed away, that's when I really needed my community. You know, you have a gay community. We're part of the gay community. You can be part of the Latino community. You know, that's not the type of we're part of that, but that's not the type of community I'm talking about. The type of community I'm talking about is those core people who walk with you through those things, who strengthen you, who hold you accountable, who encourage you. We have a connection with certain people, and they help you through. When you're at a point where you need help, your community is so important. It's your core people. And you pray together, and you spend time together, and you hang out together. Some of the best times I've ever had in my life were our core people sitting on a beach talking about life and talking about death and talking about things that we go through day to day and encourage each other and strengthen each other and have a little fun, and we're there for each other. You can't walk through life alone. You need people. You can't evangelize without that core group of people. Jesus called his disciples, and he called them for a reason. And sometimes they didn't get along, but sometimes they were each other's support. And they couldn't have done the things that they did without each other. And God knew that. He knew the mess of humanity we were. They needed people to encourage each other. And that's what they were. That was their community. So it's important to have those people in your life. If anybody wants to come up, I'm just going to kind of open this up. I leaned over to Pastor Keith. And I said, I think it may be a little bit of emotional healing today. And maybe what we want to say, and I don't want to take a lot of time. If you have something to say, maybe you had a parent to pass, or maybe you had a best friend to pass, or maybe you just want to say something, I'd like to open it up for just a short time. Speak from your heart.
I had to breathe. You know, when I start coming over to church, I don't know English. I don't know still. Poquito. At the time, I lose everything. My partner, I was sick, I lose my house, my job. I have $25 in my pocket. And I work in one weekend at construction, and I make like probably $200. And I almost lose my children because I do a lot of, you know, crazy stuff. And my sister-in-law watching for me, she doing something to take my children from me. One day I went to the club and I meet a friend from Venezuela, and she invited me to church. And the week after that, she left to New Zealand, and I started coming over to church. And then mom passed away, and I'm not able to come back to Mexico. And it hurt me a lot. I started being angry with God. And so many things passed on my life all this time, and I feel so angry. And what you say, I'm so angry with God and everybody, and for probably six months or more, I decided to be by myself. I quit church. I quit seeing my family, call my friends. I know they're in the house all the time, but I feel like I left them too. Probably they happened the same time like I come in the first time. I know God feels so. When I come through the door, they play the same song, but when I come the first time, I say, oh, my God. And then I feel like I'm missing my mama all these days. And he said, pray about it, parents. And I think it's time to heal myself and looking for God again, looking for my friends. And, you know, I know he's in control. And I pray a lot for my children. And today, in the morning, I pray and ask God to show me where I, you know, the step I can fall to construct my family again and construct my relation with Him. And I think this is an answer for my prayers. Thank you. I love everybody. This is my house.
Amen. Hey, amen. We love you too. Wow, can't believe she got up and actually did that. Just, that's huge for her.
I want to say, my mom has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's about a year ago. If you know anything about the disease, you slowly lose them as time goes on, even though they're still alive, you're losing them. And so, about a couple of weeks ago, I reached out to someone in my community, and I'm like, I need to get your help. I need to put my eyes on my mom. Thank God that person helped me get that. But as I was there, I was reflecting on my mama's life. And her life had not been easy at all. I mean, she came from a rough background, had 7 kids to raise by herself. When your mama get some grace and some mercy, I mean, I was beginning to get mad because it was the woman that suffered most of her life. And now she got a simple two Alzheimer's. And God, that isn't right, that isn't fair. And Jesus said something that I needed to hear today. And that is, God walks with us to life. And God walks with us to death. Now I know that just like he's been walking with my mom for all these years, for this phase of her life, he's gonna be right there walking with her. And even when I can't tell how much I love her, he's gonna tell her I love me.
Amen. Amen.